We don't change what we said at the beginning. Everything is to stand up, be responsible, and surrender to just and justice and justice, all of that, right? So this is it. Here you say, listen, be a real student here. This is not a joke. Don't waste your time. And you have to be a student to follow someone. So, yes?
For through this pupilage and this poverty, thou be a needle, thou will become Dulthakar.
Yeah, Dulthakar is the special sword, which is the Arabic sword, but is different. They actually make it two edges sharp, so it will cut from both ways. This is Zulfaqar, means the one that cuts two ways. It's a very famous sword. So you are a needle, you become that famous sword. With what? Look at it carefully. There are two stuff over there. The first one is to be the student. The second one? The second one is poverty. Do you remember the book we are going to, and at the end of the day we arrive at the poverty and not being? Here you say this is it, because in logically you would say this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. When you become the student of a leader here, you have nothing, because you give up everything. That's what it is. We surrender. So this is that poverty that we are talking about. Not to hang to the stuff, because you don't need them really. Yes?
Use the dust of every elect one as calorium. It will both burn the eye and do it good. The eye of the camel is very luminous, because he eats thorns for the sake of the light of his eye.
The contradiction. Camel's food is that. It's the worst, which is that torn plant which is in the desert. That's all there is, and the camel will eat it. But camel is good. Why? We are at this story. The story of a camel and a donkey. The mule. The mule will talk to the camel and say, I fall down a lot. You don't. How come? He says, because your head is low and you're looking just in front of you. My head is up and I see the future. This is the lesson that you will learn with this story, and you remember always when they talk about camel or the mule, you remember this. The point is, the one who is looking at tomorrow is a stupid fellow, because the consequence of what you do today, it's not out there necessarily tomorrow. It takes time. For example, today you punish your child. Yeah, a couple of years later, the problem will come out. So, look at further. How further could you look? The future that physically I'm not in it. How about that? This is what Rumi is thinking about. He's sitting in Turkey and he's writing something that he knows 600 years later will is looking at it in Vancouver. This is looking at the future. Why? Because we believe in totality of this movement of perfection. We talked about it a lot, that we look around, the observations are, the first, everything is moving and turning around. And everything is changing. Right? And everything is working together. This is the whole system. We are a part of this system. Which system? All of it. Human culture. This is what it is. And all of us are trying to improve, go further, understand better and better. Understand what? The hope is in the future. The ideal stuff is in the future. Future is what we are looking at. Yes?
The story is the mules complaining to the camel. I often fall on my face when going along, while you seldom do so. Why is this? And the camel's answer to him. One day, a mule saw a camel, since he had been put into a stable with him. He said, I often fall on my face in hill and road and in market and street. Particularly from the top of the mountain to the bottom, I come down on my head every moment from terror. Thou dost not fall on thy face. Why is it? Or maybe, in sooth, thy pure spirit is destined to felicity. I come down on my head every instant and strike my knees. By that slipping, I make muzzle and knees all bloody. My pack saddle and trappings become awry on my head, and I always get a beating from the muleteer. Like the unintelligent man who, from corrupt understanding, in his sin continually breaks penitence. Through weakness of resolution, that breaker of penitence becomes the laughing stock of Iblis in the world. He constantly comes down on his head like a lame horse, for his load is heavy and the road is stones. He's always getting blows on his head from the unseen, that man of luckless nature, from breaking penitence.
What's going on? Are you listening? It started with these two animals talking together. Why? Okay, yes, because he had been put into a stable with him. Yeah, this is English translation. Persian is not like that. Because that stable is Akhor, which is like Akhar, and is the place of eating stuff and unifying with each other over there. So there is a very special space. They are there. This one starts to ask a question, right? Questions hasn't finished yet. What happened? During questioning, he arrived to give you another example. He said, okay, when we are talking about me, don't think about me. Me, I'm an example here. Do you remember? We talked about it, that I'm not like that, but I'm an example. An example of what? A human being, a fellow. A fellow who is what? A very normal fellow who does something happens, the consequence is here, he will say, oh my God, I swear I never do this again and again. But next day, he will do it again, and again, and again. Means what? Means he is falling down again, and again, and again, and he's so stupid that he doesn't say, wait a minute, I'm falling down a lot, where is the problem? No, he just does it forever. At least this mule is clever. He says, okay, now I have the question, because I know that this could happen. What is the problem? What is the difference? Why you are not like me? Yes.
Then again he repents with infirm resolution. The devil spits and shatters his penitence. Weakness on weakness. His arrogance is such that he regards with contempt those that attain.
This is the critical point. Just look at it and imagine it. because we are talking about the humanity, right? Human beings. This is a fellow who is weak over weak. But at the same time, he is so arrogant that he is looking at these best people we have very low and say, who are these? So remember that arrogance could be with the weakness, yes?
O camel, thou who art a type of the true believer, dost not fall on thy face.
You see, here again a judgment comes here that this camel is like a believer, a mu'min. The other one is non-believer, which will break his promises and blah, blah, blah. But the camel is not, and even the mule will understand that. Yeah, the camel is not like that. Yes?
O camel, thou who art a type of the true believer, dost not fall on thy face, nor dost thou turn up thy nose. What hast thou that thou art so untouched by bane and free from stumbling, and dost not fall on thy face? He said, though every felicity is from God, there are many differences between me and thee.
Wrong. Wrong translation. You won't believe it. Okay. It's. He said, okay, although felicity is from God, there are many differences between we and you. The word is we, not I. You will say, در میان ما و تو بس فرق هاست. The camel doesn't say I. These are the critical stuff that you should notice, because this will give you the feeling of Rumi that he wants. He doesn't want you to get lost in this story. He'll bring you out like this. Yes.
I have a high head. My eyes are high. Lofty vision is a protection against injury. From the top of the mountain, I see the mountain foot. I see every hollow and level, fold by fold. Just as that most noble prince saw his future destiny till the day of death. That person of goodly qualities knows at the present time what will happen after 20 years. That God-fearing man did not see his own destiny only, nay, the destiny of inhabitant of the west and east. The light makes its abode in his eye and heart. Wherefore does it make? For love of home. Like Joseph, who at first...
Wait a minute. For love of home. His love of home is a very critical stuff, because somewhere else Rumi will talk about it. There is a saying that love of home is lovely, blah, 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 blah. So everybody will talk about it, especially Muslims. They talk about love of home. Rumi, as a very special person, he said, this is like love of home. And he will make a special paragraph and say, I said love of home. Remember, this earth is not home. The home I'm talking is the home of your soul, not the physical stuff that now is your birthplace. Where is home? Okay, so what did he say? The camel. Now he said, everything is in the point of view. Your point of view is low and you're just looking forward. My point of view is up, so I see further. Further you see, better you understand. Who is the best guy? The best guy is the fellow who sees from now that he's doing something right to the point that he should stand up and answer the questions at the end of his existence. This is it. So you should see the outcome of what you do in the future, because we are talking about we. Yes.